small child, I think these pew doors must be utterly fascinating. It's been a delight to see her kind of exploring the contained space and everything. In the resurrection stories, Jesus characteristically greets his disciples with the words, "Peace be with you." We had it this morning in Luke. We had it twice last week in St. John's Gospel. We'll have it again next week. Whenever he appears among them, his first words are, "Peace be with you." He doesn't use this peace language much before the resurrection, but afterwards his first word is of peace. And it's that peace I would like to reflect on briefly this morning. It's clearly not the same as tranquility. Jesus says elsewhere in St. John's Gospel, "My peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give to you." So this peace that Jesus gives to his disciples and offers to us is not relaxation. It's not lots of me time. It's not an absence of things. It's something altogether different. And if you think about the subsequent history of the apostles, not many of them enjoyed peace in any conventional sense. Their lives were full, agitated, troubled, and generally came to a violent end. Perhaps the only person who did have a tranquil retirement, in the sense in which one might be retired today, is the Apostle St. John, if the tradition is true, that he lived to a great old age, and in his old age he dictated that wonderful letter that we have as the second reading on Sunday mornings in these weeks of Easter. "Peace I give you, but not as the world." So what is this peace that is not like the world's? Some thoughts, some pointers, some dimensions perhaps of this peace that the apostles are offered and that we too are offered. It's a peace, surely, that is a deep security. The deep security of being loved, like the deep security of a child that knows itself to be loved. We grasp ourselves, or we should, we find it very difficult, but we grasp ourselves to be loved by Jesus' Heavenly Father, as he knew himself to be loved by his Heavenly Father. And in that knowledge of the Father's love, there's a fundamental security for living, which promotes peace. We've been treated, is not the right word, we've been experiencing over the last week the spectacle of alpha males who are posturing out of a deep insecurity. These are people who just have no peace in their heart, I think fundamentally, because they feel endlessly the need to prove themselves. They do not feel themselves accepted. But we are. We can rest in the Father's love as Jesus rested in his Father's love. So there's the security of love. Then there is the, with Jesus, a fascinating sense that his peace, which is not necessarily a restful thing, is rooted in the perfect alignment of his will with that of his Heavenly Father. Or in a simple English word, in his obedience. Obedience is a tricky concept. There's few more chilling words in the history of the 20th or the 21st century than, "Well, I was just obeying orders."